Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Anna. I'm calling from Exceedance. I'm calling you back regarding that claim that you wanted to file on
Yes.
9/20.
Yes.
So we got some information back, and it looks like we got a different policy number for us to file that claim.
Okay,
Okay,
great.
great. Is it a good time for you to file that claim as of right now?
Yes,
Yes,
I
I
can
can
talk
talk
with you right now.
with you right now. Okay. Let me put this in.
Now, I don't have my
Don't have my
paperwork with
paperwork
me,
with me,
but it's
but
the
it's
same
the
things
same
that I
things
gave you
that I gave you
last week. Should I
last
be
week. Should
okay?
I be okay? Yes, but I am gonna need some more information to complete the claim filed.
Okay. I gave you
I gave
everything
you
that I had
everything
that
that I
was a
had that was a
document,
document.
so.
Okay. And you, was your vehicle involved in a car accident?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. And would you be able to give me a good address for you?
My home address is 21 Church Road, Villarica, Georgia.
And would you like to receive emails or text messages regarding this claim?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I'm just putting in some company's information.
Okay.
Okay, and would you be able to give me a brief description of what happened?
Sure.
Sure.
I was coming home that night,
night,
and it was
and it was
around
around
8 o'clock, I
8 o'clock.
think. I'm sorry, there's a my phone echoes when I talk to you. I don't
I'm
know why
not
it's
sure
doing that.
why.
Okay.
Okay.
Anyway, I was coming home, and when I looked down the road, there was a van, an Amazon van, pulling out into the road, and it caused the cars on their side of the road to have to slam on brakes. So as I was coming up to it, there was another Amazon truck who was avoiding. I guess he was trying to not hit the car in front of him. I really don't know, but he pulled over into my lane head on. And in order for me to keep from hitting him, I had to swerve off. And that's when his car his truck took off my mirror and I went into the ditch into a fire hydrant. Are you still there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm just entering some information.
Okay.
And you say you ran into a fire hydrant?
Yes, because he forced me off the road, and that's where I ended up on, right there.
And I have the address at 791 San Hewlett Road.
I think so. For some reason, I was thinking it was 971, but I don't have it in front of me. But
I
gave it
I
to
see.
You.
Yes, ma'am, it is 971.
Okay.
Okay, and it was a 2022 Ford Transit. Do you know by any chance if our driver or our vehicle had injuries? Or like if
He said he was fine.
okay. Do you know if the vehicle was damaged?
I didn't hear when he gave his side to the police officer. I wasn't over there.
Okay. Do you have any information regarding the driver, like his address, phone number?
No, it was redacted from the police report.
Okay. Was he able to drive off?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, okay. And you didn't have his ID number.
No, all I have is what the police gave me, and he just showed me where all the things that he said these are the areas that have been redacted. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, ma'am. So was he the only person in that vehicle at that time?
Yes.
Okay. And what was the year, make, and model of your vehicle?
Mine is a Ford Escape. 2013.
2013. Do you have the VIN number or the plate number?
Hold on just a second. I can find it in my files here. Okay, thank you. Okay, it is C as in cat, I. W6369. That's my plate number.
Okay, CIW 69.
6369.
6369. And what state is this registered in?
Georgia.
And you were the owner, or you're the owner to this vehicle?
Yes.
Okay. Would you be able to tell me the damages to your vehicle?
Yes, it has the front end. The front end was damaged from hitting the fire hydrant on the left side, especially. Underneath, there's a lot of oil still leaking from that. The left mirror is gone, and there's, I think, was some damage to the windshield left side as well. And then both airbags, like the airbags on my side, were deployed.
Okay.
It wasn't drivable. It wouldn't crank. It wouldn't, like the door, nothing will unlock or lock.
And you said front end damage, left side mirror, the left windshield, or the And you said the airbags were deployed.
Yes.
And you said it was not drivable.
Correct.
And you were driving this vehicle at the time?
Yes.
Do you have your license number?
Yes. Yes. It is 0505-9966.
Okay. And this is a Georgia's license.
Yes.
Did you have any injuries?
Yes, ma'am. I broke my left finger, my ring finger, and then it burned in the tops of my fingers on my left hand, with bruised and swollen. And then I had issues from the seat belt down my neck and my chin, down my chest, bruising from that. Let's see, I have a bruise, big bruise on my right arm from the airbag as well. And then across like my stomach and my legs, where kind of, I guess for my seat belt kind of was at. And then my lower back is really bothering me, and between my shoulder blades.
Okay, and you said what arm was, did you get hurt on?
So it was my left hand was really bad, and my right forearm.
Okay. And you said your back and your lower back?
Yeah, my lower back.
Okay, and you were the only passenger at the in that vehicle?
Correct.
Would you be able to tell me who was the police department that went out?
The police officer's name, I don't have that with me.
Do you have
But it was
the
Georgia State Patrol.
Okay, you said Georgia State Patrol.
Yes. Oh, wait, I do have that. Hold on. I forgot that I did take a picture of it. I try to always do that.
Did you speak with the police officer?
Yes, ma'am. His name was Trevor Hargrove. Hargrove. I can't tell if it's her or hair.
Do you know if there's any witnesses involved?
Yes. His name was Owen Reese. No, I'm sorry. Owen Reese Miller, his full name.
And it's O-W-E-N, middle name is R-E-E-S-E, last name is M-I-L-L-E-R.
Yes.
Do you have any of his contact information?
No, ma'am, they've blocked that out.
Okay.
Other than that, I know he also lives in Villarica because he told me he lived down the road.
Okay. Looks like that's about it.
And did you say that your name was Anna?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. So I have the claim number when you're ready.
I'm ready. I'm ready when you are.
Okay. Okay, so the claim number will be X as an X-ray, C as in Charlie, dash, O as in Oscar, R as in Romeo, C as in Charlie, A as in Apple, dash, 24, dash, 05820.
Okay.
I have the adjuster name, phone number, and email also.
Okay.
Looks like the adjuster would be Tracy. Last name is going to be Foret, F-O-R-E-T.
Okay.
Email is going to be tracy.foret. At X as an X-ray claims dot claims.
So X claims dot claims.
Yes.
Okay.
Phone number is going to be 938-839-1754.
Okay. So next steps will be for me to contact Tracy.
If she does not contact you within the next business day, you should be able to contact her and see if she has any updates information. She'll probably need some pictures of regarding your vehicle or any other information that you have.
And then who do I need to talk to about getting a rental car?
The adjuster. So if you want, you can contact her. Within a few hours or whenever you can.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Is there anything else that I can assist you with today?
So the adjuster will come and look at the car, figure out what all's going on, and then will I just be dealing with Tracy from here on out, or will I need to get back in contact with you?
No, ma'am. So it's after this, you'll just be in contact with Tracy.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty. Well, I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
No problem. Have a great day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.